Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
It is time for Influence, and today we're going to meet Melissa Cui, CEO of NVPC, the National Volunteer of Philanthropy Center, has launched a new strategic vision. It did so last week, and it is titled The City of Good, A Shared Future in Singapore, where individuals and corporations and leaders all work together to build an inclusive society. This builds on NVPC's existing efforts to shape Singapore into a giving nation. And we're going to find out a little bit more about how we can all play our part, whether it's as individuals or corporations. But first up, time to say good morning to Melissa Cui. How are you, Melissa?
Very good, Michelle.
Well, thank you for being here in Influence. We look forward to getting to know you and more about City of Good. So tell us about the impetus behind sort of reshaping the vision for Singapore in terms of giving. Are we seeing different notions in giving, and is that part of the reason for City of Good?
Yeah, so not everybody knows NVPC, and that's totally fine. I think if we think about the work that we've been doing over the last, 20 years or so too, it's been to promote the work of volunteers and philanthropy in Singapore, really to be able to reach out and support a wide range of different causes, whether that's the arts or environment, social service causes, humanitarian sports, a whole wide range of different initiatives that are out there. And we've really sort of seen over the last, decades or so that a lot of those patterns have kind of shifted in terms of what people end up doing, how they end up giving. But the most important thing, actually, for us is that there's one thing that's kind of stayed the same. And the one thing that stayed the same is that actually Singaporeans have consistently actually tended to focus on what we don't have rather than what we do have. And this is something that we feel actually contributes to a certain level of just unhappiness and sort of a discontented sort of like feeling. I think the fact of the matter, too, is that actually we've grown into such an amazing city, this very well-admired global metropolis, and there are so many things actually to give thanks for, too. So City of Good for us is this idea that actually instead of looking at what we don't have, what isn't going right, and the problems, we can acknowledge those, but address them with all the things that we do have and come together to do that.
Interesting. I mean, these days, we share each other's homes with Airbnb. Well, not in Singapore. We can, share somebody's couch, rent somebody's evening dress. It's a sharing sort of community around the world, right? I'm wondering if different forms of giving, you're seeing an increase there, whether it's micro-giving or any other forms?
Yeah, definitely. So I think there's the what we call formal giving, which is when somebody, say, every weekend, goes to tutor kids, or somebody after work goes to befriend elderly persons kind of living alone, just checking in on them. Have you eaten your dinner? Things like that. There are those types of more regular, in a sense, sort of like volunteering opportunities. But we're also finding that people like to do things that are more ad hoc in some ways, and project-based and informal too. And we see a lot of times that's, in a sense, what is convenient and fits with people's kind of schedules and things like that too. And sometimes people think that's a bad thing because, we're missing out on the regular kind of contact. But I actually think we need to work with kind of where people are at, while at the same time building up the support for regular volunteering too.
It's a big task, being in this sector. What are some of the major initiatives that you've identified in the City of Good vision?
So the City of Good has three core pillars. We call it the People of Good, Organizations of Good, which focuses on companies and, organizations, including public agencies. And then we say that there's the Leaders of Good, which, we don't define that by position. We define that by the sense of responsibility and the attitude that someone has to say, hey, I can get something done, and let's do that together. And so for us, the People of Good is really this whole sort of imagined future for us about how we can make giving part of every day in Singapore. So everyday lives, and it's really just a part of who we are. For example, everybody has a birthday, every year, right? I mean, and a lot of times people feel like, oh, I'm getting older. Oh, this is like another year to do this. Or, if you have to organize birthday for your kids and you're thinking like, oh, is my goodie bag going to be as like nice or fun or whatever it is, or a kid's going to enjoy themselves. And you get like all stressed about these kinds of things instead of saying, hey, you know what? I give thanks because I'm alive. And this is really another year to be able to do something to have an impact in my life. So instead of, say, for example, what we've started to notice on giving.sg is people doing birthday campaigns, saying, like, you know, for my birthday this year, like, I don't need another thing, you know, that I'm not sure what to do with. I would love if you would just help support, say, an animal shelter. So people end up sort of setting a target, you know, and saying, okay, I'd like to raise, whether it's $50, $500, or $5,000, it doesn't really matter. But the point is that you think about others and not just yourself. So that's like one example of how it kind of just gets into sort of your life norm or your life ritual.
Well, I love how it seems so doable. You know, it's a goal that we all can participate in, it feels like. What about organizations? What can organizations do?
So actually for us, you know, companies or organizations are a really important part of the City of Good because, you know, guess what? I mean, we have a huge, you know, labor force participation rate. Most of us work. And I think if we think about it, actually, a lot of times we're so busy because of work that, like, we're thinking, actually, how else can I participate? I'm so busy. I've got all this stuff to do. So how organizations themselves do good, you know, make their employees feel proud to be part of that organization that makes an impact in society. So you can do that. You feel like you're contributing to that as an employee. Or how the organization even just supports individuals to volunteer or whether they adopt a charity, you know, themselves and give their employees the time to sort of do that is another sort of simple way in which organizations can make a difference. But I think what we're noticing too, because most businesses are small businesses and they're not like super cash rich and thinking, oh, I'm going to spend, you know, make this donation or that donation. It doesn't have to be cash, you know. And, you know, so we have a program called Company of Good, which helps companies actually think and take note of what are all the other amazing strengths and assets of companies. So companies have people. People can do stuff. You know, they have skills that they could offer to society. They have products, which maybe they could look at discounting certain products or making a cheaper version of something that makes it more accessible, for example, to people. Or maybe they have space, which they could use for advertising for a different cause. So, for example, Body Shop, I think, pioneered this whole thing, where instead of just showcasing their merchandise in their shop windows, they would talk about animal rights, or they would promote breast cancer screening and awareness. They would highlight different causes just using the physical space that they actually had. And that also helped, you know, build their brand and help people associate them with really positive things.
Sometimes companies may be unsure about where to start. I wonder what kind of support companies can look to NVPC for with the City of Good vision.
Sure. I think for us, the Company of Good is the place where companies start. It's both for companies that are not quite sure, you know, where to get, you know, help or to understand what their current strengths are and what they could do that is really suitable for their business. But it's also the place where businesses that have been doing this for quite a while and are thinking, hey, you know what, this is really part of our DNA. This is really part of our culture. We want to make a bigger impact and we want to reach out to more companies that are like-minded. They also are part of Company of Good. And there are leaders, in a sense, that galvanize others and partner with them too.
Melissa Kui is CEO of NVPC. We're finding out more about their vision for Singapore to become a city of good. It's going to roll out next year, is it?
Actually, so we've technically launched actually this year, and President Halima came to share, and I really admire her that she really just walks the talk too. I mean, that's one thing about this woman, no matter what you have to say about her, is that she really walks the talk. And I think for us, we're really grateful that she's been that sort of advocate and champion.
How so? She's been a big part of your programs.
She gave a speech and was prepared just to be a guest of honor in that sense, but really to rally others. And what was so incredible at the launch was that she actually noticed in the audience that a member of her constituency before in Marsiling was actually present. And this was a woman, Madam Jaina, who had been enrolled by Madam Halima, who had found out that different residents in her neighborhood were kind of going hungry and not getting enough sort of support. So she enrolled this woman, who was actually also present in the launch, in helping to cook for her neighbors. So she became kind of like this mini central kitchen supplier that was supporting the different neighbors in her block. And the amazing thing is that actually this woman is also the caregiver for a disabled son. I mean, you know, you kind of think, wow, there are so many incredible heroes, you know, that we have in Singapore. And, you know, I think part of the City of Good, too, for me, is really about uncovering the stories of these heroes, because we don't hear about them enough. We don't tell their stories and we're not proud of them enough, I think.
No, that's leadership right there. You know, a woman caring for a disabled family member and still being able to contribute in that way.
It's amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
Speaking about advocacy, I looked at City of Good Vision and advocacy is mentioned. And I wonder if this comes hand in hand with research for data points to help identify what's behind the different needs in Singapore.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's been one of the challenges that everybody is kind of grappling with is like, actually, how do we make sure that the money, the support, the efforts get to places that are really needed and you don't have sort of like the oversupply, which is the classic case of, you know, going to one of the residents of one room flat and realizing they have like 50 tins of Milo or something like that. You know, like what? You know, or the idea of like wasted food, you know, that there are all these food delivery services, but then people don't end up kind of eating them because some people get 4-pack and other people get none. So you have all these kinds of coordination kind of challenges and issues and things like that out there. I don't think that's solved, you know, in one fell swoop. I think data definitely does help and data sharing helps. So if groups can get together, and this is something we're connecting with other groups on too, is actually how do groups get together to kind of share data and share information across organizations? So instead of thinking, oh, this is my thing and that's your thing. No. Guess what? This is our community. Mm. And we want to make sure that it works well together. So a lot of it is just promoting collaboration, working with SG Cares, the new volunteer centers, and with the social service or offices and so forth. So bringing everybody together, and I think that's the whole spirit that we have to kind of look at. There isn't one right way, but we just have to come together.
So the show is called Influence, and we'd like to get to know you a little bit before we say goodbye. You've been in this sector a long time. What's kept you going?
For me, this is a huge source of joy. I mean, I think that there's really nothing better in life than being able to provide some light and help and support, you know, to somebody else. When somebody else can grow and somebody else can benefit from something, I mean, that's a huge source of joy. I mean, I think as a parent, you feel that. As a proud teacher, you feel that. As a good boss, you feel that. So that's something that to me is kind of that essence of being able to give thanks and then pay it forward. That for us is really what the City of Good is about.
And you love your job, it sounds like. Melissa Kui is CEO of NVPC, the National Volunteer and Philanthropy Center. They've launched a new strategic vision called City of Good. And that website, again, can you hold it up for me? The placard, cityofgood.sg. Find out more details there about how you can help.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.